Tea time
lecture.
The Children of Lear. There was a time in ancient Ireland of magic and druids and heroes. These were the days of the Tuatha De Danann. There once arose a conflict over who the next High King would be. Two chieftains emerged as the strongest candidates, Lear of Derevara and Beau Derag of Munster. They were evenly matched in almost all ways, but when it came to choose between them, one thing swayed the people to Beau Derag's side. Beau Derag was married to a woman who was his equal, and Lear was widowed and alone. To make peace between them, Beau Derag invited Lear to visit. After feasting for 3 days and three nights, he offered Lear the hand in marriage of Aive, his beautiful eldest daughter. Aive and Lear were married and returned to his home, where they were very happy together. Their joy increased when Aive had a child, a daughter named Fionnuala, and again they were delighted when Aive bore a son named Ea. When Aive became pregnant a third time, they eagerly awaited the new addition to their family, twin boys named Conn and Fiacra. But the strain of giving birth to twins was too much, and shortly after they were born, Aive died. Lear was distraught. He missed his wife terribly, but he consoled himself with his children, delighting in them, keeping them close by him all day. His favorite thing was to hear the children singing, their sweet voices twining in beautiful harmonies. Beau Derag was sorely grieved when he heard of his daughter's death, and he asked his other two daughters if one of them would be willing to go to Lear and be his new wife and help take care of the children. Aoife agreed to the match. She married Lear and was full of joy and hope on that day. She set herself to be a mother to her sister's children and a good wife to a man she loved. But Aoife found that there was no room for her in that family unit. Lear had given his heart to his children and could not be the husband Aoife wanted. He could not be the one who could love her above all others, the one whose eyes would light up as she entered a room, the one who would want to put her first. All his focus was on his children, who did not need nor want a mother. Shut out of his happy family, Aoife began to grow bitter. She thought long and hard about her situation and saw no way out for her but one. One day she went to Lear and asked him if she could take the children to visit her father, Beau Derag. Seeing how excited the children were, he agreed. Aoife set out with the four children, and on the way she stopped by Lake Derevara, not far from their father's castle. There she got down from her chariot and told the children to go swimming. It was a hot day, so the boys ran straight into the water, throwing off their clothes. But Fionnuala paused, full of misgivings. She asked her stepmother, was she going to come with them? But Aoife did not reply. When the four children were in the water, Aoife pulled a wand and transformed the children into swans. At the last minute, seeing the look in Fionnuala's eyes, she amended her curse, leaving the children with their human voices and their human reason. Transformed, the children wept. They begged their stepmother to undo the curse, but Aoife was unable to change them back, so powerful was the spell she had created. Instead, she put an ending to it. She told the children that they would have to spend 300 years on Lake Derevara, 300 more on the Straits of Moyle, and 300 on the Isle of Inishglora. The spell would only be broken when children heard the ringing of a bell, and when a king's son from the north married a king's daughter from the south. Then Aoife got back into her chariot and went to visit her father. She spent a month in Beau Derag's house and told him the children were still with their father. When the time came for her to return, She told Lear that the children had decided to stay with their grandfather. But her deception could not go unnoticed forever. At length, Lear set out to fetch his children back, and both he and Beauvgerig were shocked when they each realized the other did not have the children. Both men raced back to Lear's castle to confront Aoife, but on the way they heard the sound of children's voices coming from the lake. The only living things on the lake were four beautiful swans. Then the swans swam over to him, and he heard his children's voices speaking out of the birds' beaks. They told him what their stepmother had done. When Beauvgerig heard of Aoife's crime, he transformed her into a demon of the air, and she went shrieking off into the sky. And when the wind blows hard, sometimes you can hear her shrieking still. Lear did everything he could to ease the children's transformation. He held feasts and games and entertainments all day long for his children, so that they could almost forget that they were swans. 300 years passed quickly. Then the day came when the four children were compelled to fly away. The Sea of Moyle was a vicious, stormy place, and the four swans were buffeted by the high waves and shivered in the cold winds. Fionnuala found a jagged rock for them to perch on, and they agreed that if they were ever separated by the rough waves and weather, they would look after each other there. The first time a storm blew in, they were scattered from each other. Fionnuala came first to the rock and waited long for her brothers. One by one, bedraggled and exhausted, they made their weary way to the meeting place. Fionnuala placed her brother Ea beneath her feathers of her breast to warm him, and took Conn and Fiacra, each under one wing, and she sang to them to keep their spirits up. Every time a storm came, the swans were scattered, and Fionnuala held her brothers in its aftermath. In summer, the sea was stormy and rough, but in winter conditions, it was even worse. The icy water was so cold, it froze their feathers and broke them away, leaving their raw skin exposed to the sting of salt water. 300 years passed slowly. At last the day came when the swans could fly back to Ireland, to go to the last of the lakes. They detoured on their way, flying over Loch Derivara, hoping to call out to their father. But they flew over tumbled stone, with grass growing through the cracks. The time of the Tuatha Dé Danann had passed, and their father was gone. The years passed. A long time later, a monk named Malachy came to live on an island in the middle of the lake, and began to build a monastery there. He saw the four beautiful swans swimming by, but was shocked when he heard them sing and speak in human voices. They told him their sad story. He told them, in turn, of his God, stories of the Bible and Jesus Christ. Fionnuala and her brothers were very interested in the new faith and asked if they could convert, but Malachy explained that as they were swans, they could not. He did, however, continue to teach them the new faith, and the five of them had many spirited conversations. One day messengers came to the lake from the king's son of Munster. They told Malachy that their master was going to get married that very day to the king's daughter of Ulster, and for a wedding gift the bride had asked for the four swans from her betrothed. They had heard the swans of this lake were magical, and sang, and had come to bring the swans away with them, to give to the bride as a gift. No sooner had they caught the four swans and pulled them from the lake, however, than the feathers melted off their bodies and they turned back into their human forms. The wedding had fulfilled the final condition of Aoife's curse, and they were restored. But when they looked at each other, they could see that these were not the bright children of Lear any longer. 900 years old, each of them was wizened, white-haired, and ancient. Knowing they would not live long, now that the magic was not sustaining them, Fionnuala begged Malachy to baptize them all, so that they might go together to heaven. He did this, and with her last breath, Finola told him her last wish, that her brother Ea be buried at her breast, Conn under her right arm, and Fiacra under her left, the way that she had held them when they were swans.